Han vår, ge vår två, ge vår kvinse två. Amen. There is a story of a very wealthy man, and he invites his priest, his Dedhai, to his home to bless it. And as the Dedhai comes, he comes into his home, and as usual, people like to show their home, the Dedhai, and say all the things that they have, which is wonderful. And he says, let me take you up to the second or third floor so I can show you what I have. So he takes Dedhai to the second or third floor, and he says, and he looks to the north. And he says, look at the north. You see all those garages out there? They're full of cars and boats that I have purchased over the years. He then turns to the south, and he says, do you see all those fields of wheat and grains and corn? They all belong to me, and I make lots of money off of that. Then he looks to the east, and he says, do you see all the cattle and the pigs and the goats and the horses that I have? Those all belong to me. And then he turns to the west, and he says, do you see all the forests and the lakes and the rivers? Those all are mine. He says, I've worked for all of this over the years, and it all belongs to me. Do you see how wealthy I have become over the years? And the priest, he listens and he thinks for a moment and he says, that's wonderful. God's blessed you with much. But my question then is, as he looks to the heavens, how much do you have in that direction? And the man lowers his head and he says, I have never thought of that. This story, along with the gospel reading today and the parable in the gospel reading today, should bring our attention to a very important truth. Where is our focus in this world? Do we focus on heavenly things or do we focus on earthly things? In today's gospel reading, there's a parable which Christ tells us, and he says that there's a very rich man, a very wealthy man, who has a great harvest, and he decides to keep all of that harvest. So what he does, he says, my barns are not large enough to keep the harvest, so I'm going to tear them down and build them even larger so I can keep everything that I have made, I have grown. And so he does this. He tears down the barns. He builds even larger barns. And he puts all the harvest in. And he says, now I can relax. Now I can retire. Now I can live in peace. And so he goes to bed that night. And Christ continues the parable. And he says, God comes to him and he demands his soul. Basically, he says, you're dying. You're going to die now. So now, all of that that you have collected, all of that that you have, whom does it belong to now? Because the parable does not say anything about him having family or friends or anything. He keeps it all for himself. This parable teaches us that we must lay up our treasures in heaven, not here on earth, because the things here on earth are temporary and the things in heaven are eternal. This is a very hard pill for us to swallow. A very hard pill for us to swallow. Because it goes completely against the American dream. The American dream teaches us and tells us you work hard, you sweat, you do all that you have to do. You put into your retirement funds, you put into your 401k. You stockpile for your retirement. You do all that you need to do so that one day you can relax. You can buy a boat when you get older. You can travel the world when you get older. You can relax and live up life when you get older. You can do all of this if you work for it now. And we think to ourselves, well, why not? We've earned it. We've done all of this. So that I can enjoy my life. Not one person in their retirement will not say, I worked for all this, I can relax now. I've worked 40 plus years, so now I can enjoy life. But in the reality and the truth, unfortunately, is that American dream that we have been taught goes completely against what the gospel tells us, what Christ teaches us. It is the complete opposite. The entire purpose of wealth, the entire purpose of riches that we have in this life is so that we can show mercy, kindness, and compassion with those things. The only reason we have blessings in this life now is so that we can share them with others, not so that we can keep them for ourselves. This is very hard for us to understand because we are taught, you work for it, and we teach our children this. You work for that dollar, it's yours. You can do whatever you want with it. I won't ask questions. I won't judge you. I won't tell you what to do with it. This is a problem because God tells us exactly what we are to do with our wealth and our riches. We might not like it, but he tells us you are to share it. You are to share it and to help others with it so that my glory can be seen. And this is a reoccurring message throughout the Bible, not just in this one gospel reading, but throughout the Bible, God tells his people to help others, even those that do not like them. The real question is, why do we save for retirement? Why do we save for the future? The answer simply is because we are worried. Because we don't know what the future has in store for us. We do this naturally for our families and our relatives, and many of us work so that they have a better life, and there's nothing wrong with that. But when that becomes our sole purpose in life, and we do not think about the next life, the life to come, this is where things get bad. We worry about the future and what the future may hold. And later on in the gospel today, Christ says not to worry. Of course, it's easier said than done. But when we worry, what really happens is we distract ourselves and remove ourselves from the path towards Christ. Worrying, in truth, strangles us. Worrying strangles our faith, our love, and our relationships with each other and with God. When it comes down to it, and we think about it constantly, how am I going to pay the bills? How is this illness or this sickness going to affect me? How are workplace issues going to be settled? How am I going to achieve all the schoolwork and the projects that are due? Or all the international wars that are being spoken about. What is going to happen to us? All of these things are worries. All of these things are temporary. None of these things are forever. And when we worry about them and constantly think about them, we end up being strangled by them. Our relationships are strangled, and ourselves are strangled. This is what stress does. Stress is one of the most destructive forces in this world. Worry, from old English, literally means to strangle. This is where we get the words to wring something, or to writhe in pain, to wrestle, and even a reef, because these things deal with twisting and turning. So to worry literally means to strangle yourself. And those who have been overly anxious, those who have suffered or have seen a panic attack, know exactly what that entails. The breath is cut off. You are being strangled. by the fears and the worries and the anxieties around you. So when Christ says, do not worry, what he is literally saying is, do not let the fears and the anxieties and the stress and the problems of this world strangle you, because they are all temporary. Rather, he says, focus on the kingdom of God. Focus on the life to come. Focus in that direction. And all of these things will be given to you, because these things are eternal. And the worries and the fears and the anxieties of this world are only here today. So as worries and fears happen, and as we enter this Christmas season now, because today is the first Sunday of Advent, and as we enter this Christmas season, and many, many worries and fears and anxieties will come about in our lives and in the world around us, and will try to distract us from Christ, I ask and I pray and I encourage that we stay focused on that which is eternal. We stay focused on the kingdom of God. Because as Christ said, if you search for that, do not worry about what you will eat or what you will drink or what you will wear. Because all these things will be given to you. Focus on the kingdom of God, and then everything else will be taken care of for you. Amen.